You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says.
I told you.
I did too.
And that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got the show for you. Yeah, yeah. Now here we go.
I told you I was coming, didn't I? I came, didn't I? And you hid, didn't you? Yeah, boy. Just like every other time. Keep your funky butt hidden in the shadows. Look out, here comes. And I came, I saw, and I conquered. Didn't I? Let you think what you wanted to, didn't I? You thought the worst about me, didn't I? You thought I was a little putty tat, didn't you? Yeah, I let you think that, didn't I? I did that too, huh? Huh, nigga, huh? That's what I thought, boy. And just like I told you, I said, better run, bitch! And I meant it. Some of you heeded the advice. And to me, I mean, it looks like you stayed inside your homes like it was COVID in this bitch. I'm COVID in this bitch. I'm so cold, nigga. I'm COVID in this bitch. I mean, I'm just saying. You shouldn't poke the bear, man. You really shouldn't poke the bear. And you poked the bear, man. The bear came looking for you, didn't he? Come on! Snatch your bitch ass up. What I'll do, nigga? Snatch your bitch ass. Huh? Nigga, I ain't putting no hands, nigga. Told you I'm the man, nigga. But you didn't listen. Ooh, what a dude coming through. You know that I ain't hiding from you. Ooh, ooh, I came through like what a dude, boo-boo. Oh, and I ain't hear from you. I was up on the streets, wasn't I? In that heat, wasn't I? Like, what it do? What it do? Ooh, what it do? Ooh, what about you, nigga? Fuck what about me? What about you, nigga? Fuck what about me? What about you, nigga? I see you running streets, yeah. Thinking of you that heat, yeah. You ain't nothing but a little bitch-ass trick. That's what's up. You want it? Come and get it. I done told you before. You little bitch ain't with it. He didn't do nothing. He didn't throw them hands. When you threw them hands, thinking you was the man. Nigga, listen. Fuck you and your mom and your sister and your brother and your fucking family and all them mothers. I don't give no fuck. It's a freestyle. Nigga, kiss my chucks. Better do like your dad did. Kiss my bare feet, nigga. Hey, he knows who the king. Let me ask you a question. Did your daddy ever kiss your feet like he did for me? Nope. 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 Let me ask you a question, nigga. Did your dad ever tell you what was up in the streets? Nope. 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 Not like he did for me. Nope. 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 Not like he did for me, bruh. You didn't know that the girl I'ma blow, that she all I'ma pull, cause that bitch I'ma blow! Huh. What happened, man? I turned that trick out, didn't I? That's right. She was loving on me cause I had that straight dick. And you gave like a $3 bill, nigga, 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 nigga. Think I give a fuck, man? Oh, I'm looking at you. And I'm just like, you straight suck, man. We all looking at you. And it's not just me, nigga. It's the motherfucking streets, nigga. It's the motherfucking streets, nigga! All right, look, I'm gonna stop freestyling, dude. I can keep this going on and on and on and on and on, but I'm here to tell you a story. So, I recently went and visited some family. And boy, did it get crazy. First off, I got this punk motherfucker in my car. And whenever I say family and punk motherfucker, I'm pretty sure most of you know who I'm talking about. I don't even give him the dignity of saying who he is. Because on his public platform, see, That's not important. But I'll tell you what this motherfucker did, though. Some of y'all know the boo. Some of y'all know my whip. You know what I'm saying? I got this motherfucker in my whip. You know what this nigga does? He puts a steering wheel, proverbially, puts a steering wheel on my back, and the motherfucker's driving me. Go here, go over there, go here, go there. Smoking meth in front of me in the same room. I'm getting contact high, and I'm like, I gotta get out of here. You know, I left the room and whatnot. Dude, this is how crazy this was. I didn't even know that I was contact high until somebody else pointed it out. They're like, damn, nigga, are you high? Don't tell me you was touching my dope. And we all know that ain't gonna happen. I don't give two shits or a fuck about your dope, whoever the fuck you are, right? I don't care. You could be the most famous rich person in the world. You hand me some dope, I'm looking at you like you're fucking crazy. That's just how I am. I don't touch dope. I don't like it. If I touch it, I'm shoving it up your stupid fucking ass. And you're gonna have to excuse my vulgarity. I really am trying to mind my cuss words. I mean, this is live. This is what it is. This is live. Sometimes I'll stop and take a break and come back. Sometimes I'll stop, take a break, move to a whole different state, and then come back. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I say come back, I'm talking about put the podcast online. Stop him. He's talking too much. Well, you shouldn't have fucking revealed yourself, you idiot. If you didn't want the man who I'm just gonna say is me in this situation, right? Cause I'm not trying to claim like I'm He-Man, master of the universe, like this dumb fuck goes around doing. This is celebration, bitch. A, I'm still alive to tell you this tale. B, fuck that dumb motherfucker for trusting a wrong nigga. Should've listened to your mama. Should've listened to your mama, didn't? Shouldn't you have? You should've listened to your mama, but you didn't, nigga. She tried telling you, and on my phone. Well, guess what I did? Put a stop to that shit. And thank you, Chance Black. Okay. All right. Sure, bitch. Sure. All right. Sure. Okay. Yes. Sure. This is their game. I didn't ask for any of this. None of this. I didn't sit around asking for all this shit. It just falls in my fucking lap. I'm like, oh shit, that's hot. Get that the fuck off. I try to throw it back and they give it back to me. Like, no, nigga, it's yours. Huh? Okay. Fine then. Fine. Like I said, I didn't ask for this shit. I didn't want this weighing on my conscience. I don't want to think about what I'm fucking thinking about at the moment, at that time, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to think about this shit. I've already done enough trying to get rid of these thoughts that I have because I know too much. Because I try to do something and nothing happens. But whatever, right? But they should have listened to me. They didn't. I tried to tell them plainly, don't fuck with me. But they didn't listen. I told them this years ago, don't fuck with me. Oh, but what happens? Well, they fucked with me. I'm not gonna say how. I'm just gonna say, these people, several people, while in this place, put their fucking hands on me. You heard me. Also committed stolen valor. If you don't know what that is, that's saying you served in the military when you fucking didn't. I'm just saying, like I'm looking directly at the red light on this fucking mic. Like it's you, bruh. Like it's you, little shit, little bitch. Remember all the times I said, little bitch? Who the fuck you think I was calling into my life? The biggest, smallest little bitch on a fucking planet. Like, wow. Wow. Can't believe it. So all this happens. Confessions are made. And then the lies happen. My identity just gets straight up stolen. They're plotting on how to murder me. You think I'm gonna let the... You think any of this sits well with me? They don't know me very well. They just don't know me. They don't know me. And I laugh like that because of how fucking crazy they must be. Wow. So you want to come get me because of what I'm saying on here? You want to come get me because of what you did? Come on. I bet you don't come here. And I laugh crazy like that because fuck you. In your face, bitch. In your face, bitch. Mama told you, little bitch ass nigga, you should have listened. I told you, little bitch ass bitch, little bitch, you should have listened. Everybody else told you, but you just couldn't listen. And you had to fuck with me. You had to steal my IDs. You had to put your hands on me. You see what I'm saying? I didn't have to ask for anything. I didn't have to steal your shit. I didn't have to put my hands on you. Oh, but I could have. But I could have. And if I would have, I fucking promise you, you wouldn't have made it out of this situation alive. Ask all the people I've ever been clawed off of, that I climbed on top of, blacked out! Blacked out, motherfucker! With the intentions of killing. Oh yeah, no, not the way you try to kill, but the way I kill. With my bare fucking hands and my fist, and I'm punching your face to the fucking ground to fucking death. I mean, hey, I don't ask for this shit. You threaten me, and, you know, I feel like my life is threatened. So then what do? I take it upon myself to defend myself. So that way, guess what? I'm the motherfucker walking away. You understand me? You don't fucking feel what I'm saying. And already I've said too much. Already. Like, I should not even be talking about this, and I know it, right? But oh well. Just like the cops told me when my shit went missing. Oh well. Oh well, oh well. You tell your mama you fucked up. Oh wait, you probably did, cause that's the first fucking dumb bitch you run to, isn't it? You probably sounded like me whenever I said, you know what? I fucked up. Now something must be done. You see, but my something got done. A whole lot of something got done. Better hide, bitch. Better hide. Because if my people have to come looking for you, you know that makes your situation worse, right? And you can sit there and say what you want, make all the threats that you want, think you're king dingling all you want, but odds are, well, let's just say facts, but let's just say these people think the way a sane, rational person thinks, even though everybody's on drugs. Everybody's on drugs! But they now think this way. Holy shit, this motherfucker is not just stupid, but he's become a liability to the rest of us. He's a loose fucking cannon. Everything must go. This is a clearance special. Everything must go. And watch it go. Watch the evidence pop up. Watch the evidence start circulating. Because guess what? It will. The evidence is already out there, but watch it start circulating. And it's like sharks, and they're coming closer to eat you! Right. There's nothing you can do this time. Nothing. Doesn't matter what you do to me. Doesn't matter what you think you got going on. Doesn't matter what protection you think you got. You are not above the law, dumb fuck. None of you are. I'm not. No one is. Not even the president. Makes you think, doesn't it? Like I said, think you're getting away all you want. Doesn't fucking matter, bro. It just really doesn't. Nobody cares about you the way you think people care about you. And that's the God's honest, sad truth. It's sad. Oh, it's so sad. You know why? Because you can't fucking accept it that you are not the fucking man. You're not. And I told you I was coming in this podcast. I said, better run, bitch. And I said that before. I'll say it again. Better run, bitch. You didn't run. You stood your ground and it fucked you over, didn't it? Oh, so hard. So hard. But let's cap this off with something kind of funny, right? Because that's a lot of shit, right? And there's a lot of details that have been left out on purpose because this still is active. This shit is still going on. This is still a process in which things are still happening, like I just said before. Things are happening. Oh, and they're happening fast. And guess who's making them happen faster? Oh, not me. God. God. God's tired of this shit. God's tired of your bullshit. And so, well, he sweeps thy hand just like I asked him to do. But as I said, we're gonna talk about something funny. Hey Arnold, why are you a Democrat, bro?
It's not a tumor. Fuck you, fuck this tumor. I'm fucking out of here. Do you understand me?
This broadcast was brought to you by Chance's Wild Imagination. Get some.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you're in luck! There's plenty more for you here! All you gotta do is visit sheriffsays.com and then scroll. And
then, ooh, I like that one!
And then click play. And thank you for listening to my podcast. Why? Honestly, I really don't know, because, I mean, even if you didn't listen, I'd still make this anyways. So I guess thanks to the people who are out there, you know, biffing things up and giving me content to make for, I don't know, do you even listen to this? If you don't, what's the matter with you, guy, huh? Huh, what's the matter with you? You never heard of the sheriff, the people's sheriff? They come bust a cap in your stupid ass? Well then. You must not be all that relevant, then, are you?